This week on the Time Bat Show,
social media war with Chick-fil-A. Everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 140, I think. I'm your host, Timeasis.
And I'm your other host, Bat Snacks.
And we have a great show, don't we, Bat Snacks?
It's going to be wonderful.
How has your week been? I hear you've had a week.
I struggled this week.
Is everything okay?
Everything's good now. Everything is finally finished. The struggle is finished officially today.
You're being very vague. Do you want to go into it, or are you not comfortable with that?
No, I'm happy to go into it. It's kind of funny. So, I drive a manual transmission, and the clutch in my car that does that apparently failed.
You're one of, like, three people in America that still drive manual transitions, but
I do.
I'm just saying.
And it happened on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And on Monday, because I don't know how to, I haven't fixed a car in
years,
10 years probably.
Yeah. Right.
So I figured I would go to work on Monday and ask people where to go.
Where to get your car fixed.
Yeah, because I don't know.
Okay. How did you get to work, though?
I Ubered.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Which was fun, but, yeah. You know, I went to work and I found the maintenance man. I figured he knows how to fix toilets. He'll know how to fix.
Yeah. Car. So your clutch failed? Is that what it was?
I didn't know this at the time, but he was like, okay. Yeah, it's your master cylinder Jimmy rocket inside the car.
Right, right. And so you're like, okay. Like,
okay. He recommended me his friend who fixes cars.
Oh, of course he's got a friend that fixes cars.
I told you, yeah.
You knew who to talk to.
He's the fixer man.
Anyway, so did you go to his friend?
So I had to get my car towed to get there because it wouldn't work at all.
Right.
And the maintenance man that was helping me, he said, you know, your insurance might pay to have it towed for you.
Oh, okay.
Like, kind of like how AAA does.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have Geico, and I called them, and I was like, hey, do I have the thing where you'll...
you'll tow me?
Tow my car. And they were like, no. And I was like, well, how much would it be to get that? And they said, it was only $30 for 6 months. And I was like, okay, because it would have been $200 to tow my car. But they gave me a warning. They were like, so you said you're having car problems now.
Uh-huh.
So, like... your car can't be broken before you sign up for this.
Wink, wink.
And I was like, never mind. I forget I said that.
You should have just pretended that it was fine.
Well, that's what I do when I call people. I tell everyone the whole story right away. I don't hide anything.
And then
the
Geico lady screwed yourself. Knew. She knew. Yeah. She was on to you.
And it was on my account. There was a note of a claim event on my account.
Oh, no.
So I was like, oh, shoot.
It was like getting your credit checked. You screwed yourself a little bit. Okay.
I was too honest, but I paid for it anyway, and here's what I did.
You paid for the tow?
No, I paid for the 6 month special privilege program.
Sure. So what happened?
So I opened up their app, and that thing is automated.
Uh-huh.
And I signed up for a towing appointment on the app without talking to someone who could verify.
And did it work?
It worked.
You got him.
You
got him. So you got a tow for $30.
Yeah.
And then you'll cancel it after 6 months.
Exactly. Like, I'm not paying for that again. My plan is, like, I'm obviously not going to tow my car twice in 6 months or whatever.
Right. You don't need
Next time I need it towed, I'll just sign up again.
This is like you discovered like a towing loophole in your insurance.
Yeah.
You just use the app. You don't have to talk to a person. And the app doesn't ask like, is your car having trouble now? And you're like, no, obviously not.
Definitely not.
Definitely not. I'm good. So you got into the shop and did they fix it?
Yeah, they fixed it. So it's working now, so we're good.
So you weaseled your way out of that in like the best way possible.
I thought it was cool because
you got him.
I mean, I was fumbling over myself, like telling people different things here and there.
Is your car need to be towed now? You're like, no. Yeah. I don't need to tow it.
Yeah, just future reference for anyone listening. If you're going to do that, you can't be honest.
Don't call on the phone. Do it on the app. That's the moral of the story.
It just needs to be a really big coincidence that the day you sign up.
Oh, it just happened to happen. Oh, my goodness. What a surprise. You know?
Yeah.
So, why do you drive a manual transmission still, out of curiosity?
Well, for one, because it's the car I have. And
do you, like it, though?
It's what I'm used to.
Like, so, will you buy another one, like your next car?
Probably.
Really? Even though they, like, almost don't make them. I mean, they do, but they make them for enthusiasts. Because I have a friend at work that drives a manual. And she, like, loves manual. I don't know why. I don't understand people that like manual. Because it's like, it just adds extra work to driving, it seems like. You know what I mean? You have to pay attention to more stuff. And when I'm driving, I want to, like, not have to think about stuff too much. You know what I mean?
Well, I've been doing it now for like a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's gotten to the point where when I'm driving a manual, when I'm driving an automatic rather, mm-hmm. I'm thinking I'm doing something wrong constantly.
Oh, because you're not shifting or whatever.
Yeah. I feel anxious like almost every time I slow down. Because it's like, oh no, I'm going to stall.
Maybe the thing about manual is the people that drive it just like doing stuff with their hands all the time. Because y'all are always like doing stuff down there with the stick, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm like actively moving. Like even when you're not steering, you're like, and it like looks cool. And you're like, look at me, I'm doing things. And like people that don't drive manual are like, what the hell is happening over there? It kind of looks cool, I guess. So, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, I do it because that, I mean, I wouldn't describe myself as an enthusiast of anything related to cars.
But you just learned that way, and now that's what you do.
And now when I'm not driving one, it just makes me feel paranoid. It's just
part of your personality at this point. You're a guy that drives manual cars, manual transmission cars, and that's just it. That's how it is. That's good. I'm glad you got through fixing your car. How old is your car? It's pretty old, isn't it?
It's 12 years old now.
Oh, that is pretty old.
Yeah.
So you're going to buy another manual, though, because
I mean, I'm going to try. It's not going to be... It won't be a big deal if I can't find one, but that's what I would prefer.
Used to, though. Yeah, that's fair. Well, I'm glad you got through that. The other big event that's going on... There's a lot of stuff going on in your neck of the woods right now.
Yeah.
So, your car... The other thing is a hurricane is hurtling towards the state of Florida. My parents are very worried about it. Not that worried, but kind of worried about it. And it's near where you live. You know, it's on the coast of Florida. Obviously, it's going to hit all of Florida. Are you concerned? And what's happening? Are you preparing in any way?
No, I'm not.
No.
I don't get worried about them.
This is the second hurricane that has hit you. No, maybe the third while we've done this podcast.
Yeah.
we've had a few, I think. There was one, like, last year, the year before, I remember, your power went out for a really long time, and you, like, everyone went to their car in the parking lot to, like, charge their phone and stuff.
Yeah, everybody started grilling, too, because their refrigerators were out.
That sounds so fun, though, the hurricane parties. I love hurricane parties, man. They're the best.
Yeah.
In my opinion. People that aren't from Florida don't understand what I mean when I say hurricane party. So maybe we should break that down for our listeners that aren't from Florida.
A hurricane party, especially if the hurricane is coming on Labor Day weekend, is is when everybody gets together in one house and the power goes out, and then you just play board games until the power comes back
on. And probably drink alcohol.
Just loads of it.
And then you walk out to the patio sometimes to hear how loud the wind and rain is, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the whole, and you have fans blowing constantly, like everywhere.
Because there's no AC.
Yeah. I mean, when we had them, like my dad bought like one of those generators and we hooked like fans up to that. And then like at one point we got like one of those old like portable TV things, you know?
Nice.
With a VHS player, we hooked that up to the generator. You know, like, you can do some stuff with hurricane, without power. You know, you just got to be prepared.
Yeah. You watch, like, The Lion King on that portable TV.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be The Lion King. The, like, really old 1991 VHS version of The Lion King, you know?
Yeah.
You watch that 3 times because it's the only one you've got. You're like, well, it's Lion King time again. It's that's that time of the night where we all get together near this 10-inch TV and watch The Lion King, you know? And then we play Go Fish or whatever. I don't know what it is. But, yeah. I mean, I'm sorry it's coming during Labor Day, but...
No, that's... That's why I don't worry. I really like when the weather's like that because it looks really pretty. And I might get to miss a day of work. And
well, you already have Labor Day off, though. You might get another day, though.
Yeah, it might be a really long weekend.
Wow, you might fall backwards into another long weekend, into an even longer weekend. It's pretty exciting. Well, I'm sure you'll be safe, but be careful out there.
There's no water on the shelves again. I was at Publix today.
Oh, no.
And so I already missed that boat. So
you're always late to the water. The same thing happened last year.
Yeah.
You think you'd be ready for this.
No. I bought 4 2-liters of seltzer water, and okay. I bought 2 gallons of iced tea.
Okay, I mean, iced tea, unsweet or sweet?
Unsweet, because you need the option.
Yeah. No, I think unsweet's the way to go. I mean, if all else fails, you could just bathe in seltzer water or whatever. But no, that's good. That should last you. I don't know. I don't know how long your power's going to go out or anything. When is the hurricane projected to make landfall at you?
We're going to start feeling it hard Sunday night. And it'll, like, the peak will be
Monday.
Monday at 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm. And then probably a little into Tuesday. And then...
Hopefully, yeah.
Hopefully, so you don't have to go to work on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Well, that's very exciting. Keep me posted and stay alive. Are you going to, like, need to, like, evacuate or anything? There's no word of that or anything, right?
I think it's hitting closer to Central Florida, so I shouldn't need to. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, even if they say evacuate, I'm not going to. Like,
you've been through enough of these things where you're just like, whatever, it's fine. It's going to be a Cat 2 or 3, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, that's nothing. Cat 2, I don't even get out of bed for a Cat 2. Cat 3, you know, I might look out the window, make sure everything's there. You know, you don't even have to start worrying until, like, Cat 4 or 5, you know. That's easy. Anyway. The biggest news that I wanted to talk about this week that we didn't hit last week that I can't believe we missed is, I'm sorry, I'm switching gears here, but have you heard of this chicken sandwich war going on right now?
Yes, the Popeye's chicken sandwich
war. It's a war. It's a social media firestorm, I would call it. It really peaked last week, but it still has a lot of steam this week. And if you're not familiar with what's going on, Popeyes released a chicken sandwich last, I don't know, Monday or Tuesday or something. And the internet has gone off the rails for it. Like, it's totally off the rails to such a degree that it was sold out for a number of days. I think it might be still sold out in some places. Like, they don't have enough ingredients to make this chicken sandwich anymore. They'll get it back, but they are tapped out. And last week, I think last Friday and into the weekend, there were, like, lines formed outside of Popeyes to, like, get this chicken sandwich because they were saying it was so good. And people are saying, oh, it's better than Chick-fil-A's chicken sandwich, and Chick-fil-A's firing back and saying, oh, no, ours is better. And people are like, they're, like, at each other's throats about which chicken sandwich is better, da-da-da-da-da. And I've been sitting here watching this unfold, and I realized that this is all... just manufactured hype marketing. You know what I mean? Like, Popeyes really made, like, a pro chess move here to do this without having to spend much money at all, really.
So how'd they do it? Let's break it down, like, nice and
so, easy to digest. So I will break it down. And I bet that they've had this chicken sandwich, this recipe, they've had this chicken sandwich ready probably for... I don't know, 6 months to a year. And they've just been waiting at the perfect opportunity to bring it to the public's attention. And so what happened is Chick-fil-A, who's a big competitor of Popeyes because they also make chicken, has been in hot water over the years for who they donate to. They donate to a lot of, like focus on the family kind of things, so they get in a lot of trouble about that, and, you know, some people don't. They donate to a lot of, like, anti-gay stuff, so, like,
yeah.
A lot of people don't like to eat at Popeyes or at Chick-fil-A. I personally still eat at Chick-fil-A. I don't really like what they do donation-wise, but, you know, some people don't, and I completely respect that opinion. So, sometimes they, like, you know, for a while there, they, like, donated, and then they were like, all right, we're not going to do that anymore, and everyone's like, good. And then I think, like, a month or two ago, it was revealed that they started back up again, and people were like, eh, mm-hmm. eh. And then I feel like 3 or 4 weeks ago, it was revealed, like, the scope at which they do donate money to, and they got...
Is it, like, a lot?
It's, like, a lot or something, and people got really, like, mad, and they were like, all right, we're gonna, you know, let's boycott Chick-fil-A, blah, 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 blah. But a lot of people that want to boycott Chick-fil-A have this issue, right? Because they really love Chick-fil-A's chicken sandwich, but they don't want to support an organization who donates to a cause that they don't like, which is completely understandable. So they're like, what do I do? You know what I mean? What do I do?
I think it's worth saying that pretty much the only thing you're going to order at Chick-fil-A is the chicken sandwich. I mean, their nuggets are good, but if you're eating there for lunch, they have two things on their menu. Popeyes has like 30, but Chick-fil-A, you're either getting nuggets or chicken sandwich. That's all they have.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, sorry absolutely about that. True. Still there?
But, yeah. Sorry, you were cutting out a little bit. Hello, 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 hello. Can you hear me?
Hello, I'm still here. Oh, no.
Okay. No, can I can hear you. Test, we're test, just, test. It's just okay. Cutting out a lot. I don't know. We'll be fine, maybe. Probably not. Just say a word if you could hear me still.
I can hear you still.
All right. Well, that's good enough for me. Okay. So, yeah, like, chicken nuggets or chicken sandwich. Like, they have a very small menu. That's what they do. Like, you know that, and I know that. So, people were like, oh, I want to boycott Chick-fil-A, but I still want to eat a chicken sandwich that's not McDonald's. You know what I mean? Which, I don't know if you've ever had a McDonald's chicken sandwich, but they're not very good, you know?
Yeah.
So, what I think happened is Popeyes has been waiting for Chick-fil-A to get into, like, just enough hot water that they can throw out their chicken sandwich at the most opportune time and say like, oh, this is peak people hate Chick-fil-A time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Of like public consciousness. That's like a week after that happens, dump their chicken sandwich on the world. And not only dump it on the world, but say, like, make the marketing push for that better than Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. Like, make it known that they're stating that their chicken sandwich is better than Chick-fil-A. And now you have this perfect storm of people that need an alternative to Chick-fil-A and need it really bad because they need their chicken fix. And Popeyes is sitting here saying, hey, we're better than Chick-fil-A. And we are a good organization and we pay our employees well and da-da-da-da-da. And people are like, great, I'm going to try that. And now if everyone wants to try it at the same time, then you have some demand for it, right? It's like, so all these people are like, let's go out and try Popeyes. Let's get Popeyes chicken. They go out and realize like, oh, this is really good. Maybe it is better than Chick-fil-A. Maybe it's not. But the key there is they've timed it such that all the people that would ever want to try Popeyes are going to do it like at the same week. You know what I mean? So what happens there is they're all there. And that's step number one. Step number two is Popeyes only makes like a quarter of the amount of chicken sandwiches that demand anticipates. And the reason they do that is so that they sell out at the store like all the freaking time. So what happens is every day you go into Popeyes, you get a chicken sandwich, and then they're sold out by like 1 to 2 p.m. And then everyone tweets like, I went to Popeyes at 3 and I didn't get the chicken sandwich because it's sold out. It must be so good. And they never ate it. But they figured like, oh, it's sold out already. It must be really good. But the reason that it's sold out is because everyone doesn't want to eat Chick-fil-A anymore and they're trying to find an alternative. And they keep doing that for weeks and weeks and weeks, or for days and days and days. And what happens is the social media thing builds, the bubble builds, and all these people start posting about it. And eventually you get to the point where it's like Black Friday at Popeyes. You know, people are like lined up out the store to get the, you know, 20 chicken sandwiches they have that day before they sell out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And people get hyped about it. So I've been following the story for a week and a half. I've talked to a number of people that are into fast food. I have not met a single person that has tried this Popeyes chicken sandwich. But it's all I hear about on, like, the internet, like, in the fast food slash food buzz.
Have you met anyone who's tried the sandwich?
No, that's what I'm saying.
I've never. Or, like, who has been in a Popeyes and been tried to order it?
No, I haven't. But okay. My point is, like, well, yeah, I've met a couple people that have tried, and they were sold out. Because they went after they were already, like, after they were already sold out, you know?
Yeah.
So, my point is, there's more people talking about it than have actually eaten the sandwich. And that's because their marketing is so good that they've harnessed the lightning of social media to such a clever degree that everyone's talking about this and not many people have actually eaten it. And it might not even be that good, but because this, like, so buzzed and they've nurtured that buzz that it's like the new hotness. And the other key thing, this is step three. And step three is to get in a very heated social media war with Chick-fil-A. And they did that a lot. Like, the first tweet that they had after they did this was like, whose side are you on? Like, it was like pitting one side versus the other side.
Yeah.
And so all the people that were ardent Chick-fil-A supporters and all the people that didn't want Chick-fil-A, you know, they would side with Popeyes. And you've got, like, it's a self-propagating advertising. Because even the people that are supporting Chick-fil-A are still talking about Popeyes.
Oh,
so they're creating that mind share, like, for free. Like, they don't have to spend hardly any money on this, on marketing. And it just happens automatically. Anyway, my point is that people we're fucking lemmings, right? We're completely fucking lemmings. The Amazon is burning down for like 3 weeks, and all we can talk about on social media is what fucking chicken sandwich is better than the other chicken sandwich. So, all right, that's the end of my discussion on
Popeyes. That's a good story. Yeah, so, you know, Popeyes, they've broken into the jail that is our world. They've given half the people wolf outfits and half the people sheep outfits. And now everybody's fighting over a chicken sandwich.
For no reason.
Yeah, it's you have a good point. Like, even if I eat Chick-fil-A and there's not a Popeyes anywhere near me and I hear about this Popeyes chicken sandwich thing, I want to be in on it too. I want to talk about Popeyes with everybody else.
You
want to
be a part of it. Right? Yeah. You want to be a part of this phenomenon, and that's what they're tapping into, this phenomenon.
And when there's a buzz, like, don't you want the chicken to be good? Like, don't you kind of have...
You're kind of hyping it up yourself because you're waiting in a line so long, and you're making an effort to do it, you know?
You want it to be good, though.
So even if it's not as good, it might be better in the moment. I'm not saying it's not good. It might be amazing. It might be way better than Chick-fil-A, but... Like, I feel like most of this is just marketing hype. It's just manufactured, and people don't realize it's marketing hype, but it all is. It's completely a conspiracy. I mean, not a conspiracy, but they're pulling all the strings. They have some crack team of social media experts that are, like, analyzing the data, and they're like, this is the perfect tweet to send at this point. And, you know, but we need to limit our chicken sandwiches this much this day. Yeah, in this area to increase our revenue and... have maximum amount of hype, because their game is not sell the most chicken sandwiches in one day. Their game is to make this last as long as they possibly can, because the more people talk about Popeyes for the long term, the more people are just eating at Popeyes. And guess what? If I go to Popeyes and they're sold out of chicken sandwiches, I'm already fucking Popeyes. I'm just going to eat something else, and they're going to make money anyway. So,
yeah,
you know, it doesn't matter.
You know, the longer this gets attention to, the more people are going to learn about Chick-fil-A's various sort of weird donations they make that I would say most people would hate.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a combination of that and that.
It's a win-win for Popeyes. They're very smart.
So here's a good question. Here's something that's fun to think about. You said that it was revealed recently that Chick-fil-A started donating to these bad groups again that people hate.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Who revealed that?
I don't know.
It Popeyes?
I mean, that's getting like really deep in the conspiracy theory, but it could be. I don't know. I mean, I don't doubt the veracity of the claims. Like, I think that's for sure true, but like, yeah, maybe it was. I don't know.
Well, I mean, isn't that just like a really happy coincidence then that Popeyes has everything ready the moment
this happens? My theory is that they've been waiting for this. You know, they've been waiting in the wings with this chicken sandwich on standby until Chick-fil-A got into enough hot water that they're like, all right, time to go. Time to, you know, they probably had a code name for it. Like, code name.
Chicken. Operation Spicy Chicken. Louisiana Fast.
Yes, it's like Operation Louisiana Fast is a go, you know, and they're like, all right, let's do it. So they probably have like a control room somewhere where they're like, there's people monitoring all like on a computer, like in Jason Bourne or whatever, right? And they're like monitoring all the Popeye's chicken sandwich places in the nation. And like, oh, we got too many here. We got to tone that down. They pull like a big lever and like, you know, and they're like inflow, outflow.
I bet they did do it, sandwiches. Dude. I bet they did it. I bet they revealed, because, I mean, normal people, that's accounting stuff. The average person doesn't have access to that.
Yeah,
I bet you they have someone on the inside at Chick-fil-A.
Like a corporate espionage thing going on.
I bet they've got people at Wendy's, too, at McDonald's.
You're probably right. How deep does the rabbit hole go of fast food corporate espionage?
You could pay someone $10,000 a year, and they would get that on top of their normal accounting job at Chick-fil-A. Who wouldn't take that?
I never thought of it that way. Like, even if you didn't work as an accountant, like, even if you worked as, like, a manager of a Chick-fil-A, and you got, like, I don't know, $16 an hour or something like that.
Yeah.
That plus your, like, corporate espionage pay of probably, like, $100,000 a year. Yeah, sure, I'll do that. You know what I mean? Like... And they probably get all the secrets just as much, you know?
I don't think they do. I think it would have to be someone in accounting that has that like does their numbers, because the average manager isn't at the end of the day, okay, he counts all the cash in the register. He's true. Like, okay, here's $3 for the hate group. Be an accountant.
But the general manager, they could have plants there of like they tell the other companies what like the new products are going to be, because they'll probably know like a couple months ahead of time.
Yeah, you know what I mean? There could be new products. There could be health inspection stuff.
So they probably have some plants there in the general management, in the manager positions. But then they have others in the accounting.
I bet they've got someone in there. And I bet you all the fast food places have it.
That's an interesting theory. I mean, we can't disprove it, right? That's the beauty of this conspiracy theory. Yeah. Not disprovable. It's kind of like, maybe they do, maybe they don't. Who knows?
I would. That's all I'm saying is I would.
If you were Popeyes, you would have plants all over the place. There'd be spies everywhere.
Especially Chick-fil-A. They do all that crazy, like, weird donations. I would be keeping an eye on that.
That's true. And then when they, like, fuck up, you're like, ah, strike. Time to Operation Louisiana Fast this. Are you ready for your first trivia question?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Your first trivia category is animals. What would you like to go with today?
I'll do 50-50 for animals.
All right. You probably know the answer to this one, but maybe you don't. What animal are pearls typically found in?
Mm.
Is it A, the oyster, B, the clam, C, the mussel, or D, the lobster? Is it A, oyster, B, clam, C, mussel, D, lobster? It's lobster, by the way.
Just a special lobster pearl.
That would be so cool, man, if like a lobster had a pearl in his like claw or whatever. That'd
be neat. Can we just like start a jewelry business and just start saying we have lobster pearls?
We have special lobster pearls for you. And it's like, it's rare. It's like one, you know those like blue lobsters that are like in South America or whatever? Yeah. It's from them.
It's a special kind of blue lobster.
Yeah.
That's crossed with a clam.
It like digs in the sand with its pincers.
Yes.
And calcium builds up inside its claw. And you're finally following me so far?
We're on board.
And as it moves, it's like when you get a calcium deposit in your hand. It's like the same kind of thing, but the lobster's metabolism forces it to like metabolize more, thus creating the lobster pearl.
In the claws.
And there's like one per finger of the claw. Yeah.
So what you can do is, this might be unethical, but you can just break off the claw and he'll grow a new one. Don't lobsters do that?
Yeah, they do actually.
I think they
It's ethical, unlike the other ones where you have to open the thing and like kill the animal.
Well, it's still a little unethical. You still have to break its arm off.
But it'll be okay. You know, yeah. It's like shaving a lamb to get its wool. Well, maybe not the same. You don't really chop the lamb's leg off.
Just shave the fur.
In that situation. Yeah. Well, maybe, I don't know. This is a good business idea. The blue lobster pearl, which what you
call it.
But anyway, the question is, what animals are pearls typically found in? Is it oyster, clam, mussel, or lobster?
I'm going to use my 50-50 just because I have it.
What do you think it is? Actually, you shouldn't sell.
Damn it.
It's either the lobster. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, you're 50-50. It's either the oyster or the clam.
Okay. I actually don't know the answer to this.
Really?
I was trying to play like I was really smart. I really don't.
Yes.
I think it's either a clam or an oyster.
Well, yeah, it is either clam or oyster. You've never thought about this before, have you? No. It's in one of the snappy guys, but which one is it?
I think it's the clam because, I don't know. My logic is really dumb.
Well, I want to hear it.
Clams are smarter or something? Are they? I don't know. This is me logic.
Why do you think they're smarter?
Because they're bigger and they seem... They have a cooler shape.
You have great logic. They're bigger and they look cooler. Therefore, they're smarter.
So, I'm going to go with the clam. Because maybe they use their smartness to make their pearls.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Clam is incorrect.
Damn it.
It's actually oyster. Clams can make pearls. But when we talk about pearls and get them at the store, like places, they're from oysters. Because they just make more. So, nice. There you go. You didn't know the answer to that. To be honest, I didn't really know it either, but that's okay. What
are you going to do? All right. So when I think of a pearl, do you remember Tom and Jerry when they would go under the sea and there'd be a big clam?
It's always clams. It's always
not
clams.
Oysters.
Like, no, you're right. In like media, and I was thinking about this after I wrote this question, in media, it's always a clam. And I think the reason it's always a clam
is because they look cool.
I think that's it. No, I agree. I think they just... You don't want oysters, like, all craggly and, like, they're weirdly shaped. They're ugly, you know?
Yeah.
Clams are much more pretty. They're like, oh, look at this clam. And it's like... it's like a treasure chest, you know?
And then like, you can snatch it, like Indiana Jones in, like, some kind of trap. And
exactly.
before the clam chomps
you down, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree. It's always clams represented, but what are you going to do? Anyway, what else is new in the world this week, Batsnacks? Anything else going on?
I've just been dealing with my car this week. You know, it sucks not having it. You don't realize it when you have one, but
Ubered all week?
Yeah, and I've only gone to and from work. I've been eating like weird stuff in my pantry that's like in the back.
Oh, because you haven't been able to go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Weird stuff in your pantry that's in the back. Like, give me an example of the weird stuff.
Black beans.
I like black beans.
But you don't dinner.
I don't. So did you just have black beans for dinner one night? Just
like... I made them with, like, rice, and I had tortillas and cheese. But, like, there was no meat, so, like...
It was just black beans and rice and cheese. It's like going to Chipotle and like not getting any meat and just like
or
just
vegetables
the beans or vegetables, just the rice and beans and cheese, please.
Yeah.
Anything else? Soup? You have any soup in there? I always have soup.
I had some soup hidden back there. Some clam chowder.
Oh, clam chowder. Did it have any pearls in it?
No.
Just kidding. I always have soup in my pantry. It lasts forever, and I always forget I have it there. And then like one day I'll like need it. Like, oh shit, I have nothing to eat. Yeah. Like, oh, good thing I have this soup.
Clam chowder from 5 years ago.
Does it expire? It must, right?
I don't know. I didn't check.
You just ate it.
Because I don't buy soup at the grocery store. Like, I saw it. It was buy one, get one, like, 3 years ago. And I was like, better just... I mean,
just in case, I'll get this. And now you've eaten it, though.
Yeah.
Or have you only eaten one? You had two, right?
Yeah, there's still some back there. I don't want to just eat soup. I'm not...
That's for the next time your car breaks down. Or maybe this weekend... When the hurricane hits and you can't go out, and you're like, well, I gotta eat clam chowder now. Ooh, that's tough. Have you gotten your car back yet?
Oh, yeah. I got it back just today, so.
So you've been able to go to the store.
Yeah, I went right after work.
So you stocked up on food and stuff.
Seltzer water.
Yeah.
I bought enough food for 2 days. I'm not a good prepper.
Well, that's whatever. Wouldn't it suck if your car was broken during the hurricane and, like, you couldn't even go to get food? Before, you know what I mean? Like, that would be awful.
I was worried about that a little bit.
That would be terrible. That would be awful. I hear you have another cool project you're working on, though.
Oh, I wanted
to bring this up. Because you, like, messaged me, and it sounded really cool. And I wanted to hear about it.
I don't know how cool it is, but...
It sounds pretty cool.
Thanks. I bought a new... There was a mic I've been looking at that went on sale recently. It was, like, 30% off. Mm-hmm. And it's a surround sound mic, so it surrounds, you can play it back in 5.1 and all that.
That's cool.
And I bought it, and my goal with this mic is to record nature.
Okay, first of all, A, how much was this mic? You don't have to tell me if you don't want to, but I'm really curious.
It was $250.
That's pretty expensive, but all right. So it was $250.
Yeah.
And what... What started this desire to have this microphone?
About a year ago, I was hanging out near the beach, and, I mean, you grew up there. There's a certain kind of frog that's really loud at certain times of
year. Oh, yeah, it's, like, super loud. Like, it's like, even if you're inside, like, you can hear this frog probably a mile away, you know? It's like, or I don't know how to do
it. And there's, like, hundreds of them.
I think it's when they mate, they, like, really like to...
Yeah, they go wild. They just yell a lot.
Anyway.
So, my goal was to... Okay, wouldn't it be cool to get a really nice microphone and listen to the frogs, like, yelling, I want sex, like, blah, 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 whatever they're talking about.
So, this thought crossed your mind. You're like, oh, wow, it'd be cool.
Yeah, but I never did it.
Uh-huh. But then it went on sale.
It went on sale, and I was like, okay, we're doing this.
It's now or never kind of thing. So what's your plan with this mic? You go outside, I'm guessing, and you put the microphone down, and then you just wait for a number of hours or something like that?
That's my plan. I follow a couple of sound designers on YouTube, and I guess one of the hobbies they have is they record, like, sounds from the world.
I've heard about this.
Field recording, I think.
No, I've heard about this, yeah.
Yeah, and I thought that was so cool.
I have work with somebody who I don't know very well, but they are a sound designer. And they, they do sound design for my work. But for fun, they go out with other sound designer friends, and they just record sounds. Yeah. Like, I remember, like, a couple weeks ago, they went to, like, an old neighborhood that doesn't have any cars on it anymore, like a neighborhood road, and they, like, just did the sound of, like, creaking houses and, like, rustling grass and stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like trains or...
like weird shit like that, you know? And they love it, and it's cool, but...
Yeah. That sounded like a super cool hobby, and, you know, those sound designer friends of yours... That $250 I spent on that mic, that was the cheapest version of that mic they made.
They've got, like, $2,000 microphones, you know?
Yeah.
The highest quality things in the world.
Yeah.
So, what are you planning on doing with the frog sounds after you get them?
I'm going to listen to them, and that's going to be it. Maybe post them on YouTube.
We should splice them into our show. In some way.
That would be cool, yeah.
Right? So, like, if you get a really good ribbit or whatever, we can use that as a sound bite in the Time Bat Show. Like, we can open an episode. Oh, that's a good idea. Instead of the intro music one episode, we could open with like the
ambient riveting frogs.
Or we could have a whole episode where we have the frogs in the background, because you probably have enough you'll probably get like an hour's worth or something, right?
Oh yeah, at least.
We can have a whole episode where we have the frogs in the background and we talk over the frogs. Like we won't
hear that. Be cool.
It would be. Like it would sound like, to people listening, it would sound like we're talking to them like at night, you know.
In the marsh.
It's like this is a special marshland episode, and we have to talk quietly like, hello, this is the special marshland episode of the Time Bat Show. You know,
if I get an hour, we should totally do that and just do like a super late night themed kind of like chill.
We can tell ghost episode. Stories.
Yeah.
And stuff. And the cool thing about your microphone is it won't just pick up the frogs. It's going to pick up the wind and any like rustling stuff. Like it'll really sound like we're outside when we do it. And the frogs will just add to it more like, oh, man, there's all these frogs out here, you know. the Florida Marsh episode of the Time Bat Show. It sounds fun.
It sounds super cool to me. It probably sounds lame to everyone else.
It probably is. We're excited about it. You know what? That's really all that matters at this show. If we're excited about it, damn it, then we'll do it. Are you ready for your second trivia question?
Yeah, I'm ready.
This is another animal one. We're talking about animals all the time this episode. Animal 2 category. What lifeline would you like?
I'll choose Monty Hall for this one.
Okay. How long can the North American otter hold its breath underwater?
Oh, no.
Is it A, 2 minutes, B, 8 minutes, C, 20 minutes, or D, 1 hour?
8, 20, an hour. What was
it? 2.
2.
Two would be like human level, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. But otters are smaller. They have small lungs.
That's true.
But they live there, though, so they should be good at it.
You would think, right?
Yeah.
It's like 30 seconds. It's like they suck at it.
I'm leaning towards 20.
20? Because it seems like a nice number.
Yeah. Because they need to get their food. That's enough time to, like, okay, you swim down, grab the oyster or whatever it is.
The oyster. Does it have a pearl in it? No. All right, I'm going to eat it.
Yeah. Bring it back up. You got to break it open and eat it.
Sure.
Or maybe they fish. Maybe they eat small fish or something.
Do you like how all my questions are oyster related?
Yeah.
I didn't do that.
Aquatic.
This is the oyster episode of the Time Bat Show. No, I see what you're saying. They have to 20 minutes is like how long it might take for them to do that.
That's how long it would take me to get an oyster. Now, maybe an otter is really good at this and they can do it in 8. But like, I feel like that's pushing it.
I like how you're basing how long they hold their breath based on how you, who've never like dove for an oyster before in your life, would think it would take you to do it. Like, I need a good 20 minutes. 10 minutes down, or, you know, 8 minutes down, 2 minutes at the bottom, 2 to 4 minutes at the bottom, and then 8 minutes back up. You know? A full 20-minute experience there.
So. All right. I'm going to lock in. I'm going to use Monty Hall, obviously, and I'm going to lock in an hour.
Wow, you really don't think it's an hour, huh?
No.
Okay.
They're too small.
That's fair. It's either 8 minutes or an hour.
Dude.
What? What's wrong?
I didn't think it was 8. That's not a lot of time.
You inadvertently screwed yourself.
That's not a lot of time to get your oysters.
You couldn't get an oyster in that time. Do you think they're doing multiple oysters in one run?
That's even harder to do in 8 minutes.
Do you think they are, though? Like, do you think they get, like, 5 or something?
Maybe.
Yeah, that'd be tough. That's like a speed run right there.
I'm strong. Like oysters are anchored on the... I don't even know if they eat oysters. Maybe I should just stop thinking about that.
I prepared you with the oyster question. You're just like all in on oysters now. I think they eat... I don't know. I've seen them eat things where they have to break it open, you know, on the surface. Yeah. Like an oyster or a clam or something like that, you know. So I do think they eat those. I don't know.
I think an hour is too long. So I'm going to go with 8 minutes, final answer, but I'm not sure.
8 minutes is correct.
Okay, good. Job.
They must really run, like they really speed down there, you know?
Yeah.
Or maybe what they do is they have like a troop of otters,
mm-hmm.
and they all dive, and they're all responsible for like one or two, and then they all come back up, and then they share their haul, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Or maybe they just don't eat oysters. And or maybe. Just went down that path for no reason whatsoever. Or maybe it's just not that far down of a dive and they're just like at their feet and they're like, got it.
Yeah, maybe they can really just like reach down and get it.
Yeah, they're like, got it.
All
right.
This didn't take 20 minutes after all.
You're imagining they're like diving like 100 feet down into some abyss. They're like navigating a dark chasm. You know, and then they find the oyster, and then they bring it back up. It's like, okay, yeah, that would take like 20 minutes, but yeah. here we go. I'm not doing good with the segues this week. I feel like I'm failing.
I think we're doing fine. How was your week? You didn't tell us how your week was.
My week was not great, and the reason my week wasn't great is because one of my best friends at work left the company this week.
Oh, that sucks. And
it does. And I've sat next to them for 2 years, and they're one of my best friends at work. And I've known them for like 2.5 years and sat next to them so long. And it's really hard because they've been with me through thick and thin, you know, through the good and the bad. And we've talked about this on the show before, but I especially, whenever I'm like a person that communicates with other people socially, I need, like, an ally. You know what I mean? We've talked about this before, the concept of social allies. So, like, I'm a very not talkative person unless I know someone really well in a group that I'm, like, good friends with. And then I can, like, kind of open up because they, like, they kind of lend me their strength. You know what I mean? Like, we're social allies of each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, reciprocative or whatever. And this person was that. This friend of mine. So, like, I, you know, get you out of your shell and, you know, all that stuff. So, like, losing that is, like, I feel like I'm losing part of myself at work. And it's, like, it's just depressing, you know.
That gives you more work to do at work, too. I mean, whether or not you guys worked on the same projects.
We did.
But even if you didn't, that's still more work for you. Because now you need to make a new ally. And that's tough.
Well, the good thing is I think I have, right? I have, not intentionally, but I like, this person has introduced me to another group of friends that I've made a strong ally in.
That's good.
Socially. So I think I'll be okay. But God, if it wasn't for that, I would be completely screwed right now. Because I would go from being like, you know, a pretty good coworker that can communicate to someone that's like a hermit, shut-in kind of guy, you know what I mean? But but it still hurts because it's still painful because, you know, this person, you know, is, I don't know. It's just a shitty thing, you know?
Yeah, that is shitty. You know, that would have been – you are very fortunate because I've had this happen before too. And before, when I've had an ally leave, I'm part of this old guard at the company. And everyone that I could possibly make new allies with is new guard, and you're not supposed to intermingle.
You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fair. Yeah.
So you're kind of just screwed forever.
And you're in a weird position. You're in a weird position at that point. You know, you're like, what do I do? It's tough. And I don't know how to describe it. It's tough. It's really hard.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, luckily I have other friends at work and it's okay and I'll be fine and I have another ally, so it'll be all right. But, you know, like it still sucks, you know.
Yeah, that does.
So it's been a depressing week for me.
I've got two allies at work and, you know, it just happened today where we had someone who's retiring this week and they had a lunch for them today and to participate in the lunch, you have to walk over to the lunch. And I had this conversation with the two people I'm allies with today that work in a different room. I was like, okay, we all need to walk together because I can't make that walk by myself.
Yeah.
Like,
but like you need a person to do that with.
I can't walk into the room we're eating in by alone. Myself, yeah, stand in the food line by myself, sit down by myself. Like,
no, I completely understand. you need that sometimes.
Absolutely. 100%.
Anyway, so that's shitty, but hopefully it'll be okay. But you know, it's still bittersweet when someone you like a lot. And they're not just an ally, they're a friend. You know what I mean? They're someone I really like. So.
Well, hopefully they got another good gig somewhere.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. Shit.
Anyway, I don't need to go into that too long. But, you know, that's shitty. The other thing I wanted to bring up, which is completely non sequitur, which has been the theme of the entire show. Have you ever, figured something existed, but, like, it didn't actually exist?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you have, a dream about it or what. I mean, I have an example, unless you thought of something off the top of your head and you want to share.
Not off the top, okay. No.
So, I was talking to someone this week. It might have been you. And, I talk in GIFs a lot, at work and to my wife and to friends and stuff like that, because it's fun, you know, it's fun to just use GIFs to communicate emotions. So, something was happening. Oh, I remember what it was. I was working, and the tools that I was working with were, really shitty. They were chugging along, you know, and I could feel it come. I could feel a crash coming on, you know what I mean? So, I could feel everything about to break, you know what I mean? So, what I typically do when this happens, I can feel it coming on, is I pull on the reins. I slow it down. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. You know what I mean? Like a horse that's going out of control. You know what I mean? So, I was typing. I was telling someone about this, and I wanted to use the Whoa Nelly GIF. I was like, of course that's a GIF. That exists. So I Google Whoa Nelly GIF, and I imagine, a cowboy on a horse pulling reins and going, whoa, Nelly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it doesn't exist. It's
no, it
not
doesn't.
There.
There's no Whoa Nelly GIF.
It doesn't exist. But I swear it's a thing. I swear to God that this is a real thing that exists in the world, and I just don't. It's just not there. I just can't find it.
Yeah, you expected that when you Googled it, it would be the Morpheus meme, or there would just be a million pictures of the cowboy.
I would have my pick of the litter of Whoa Nelly memes, but no, none. There's none there. You know. I expected first result to be exactly what I mental image of. But.
Yeah, there's no Whoa Nelly GIF. There isn't.
Is it a thing, or am I just imagining?
No, that's totally not a thing. You know, the first you did tell me
about
this.
What is it though? What is it though? I don't understand.
The only thing I could think of was in Earthworm Jim for the Sega Genesis. There is a sound bite where he goes, "Whoa, Nelly."
Okay.
That's the only Whoa Nelly I know.
So it must have been a thing at some point. And then it got lost to time. And then I don't know what happened. You know, one of those things that just we lose track of, you know. And this is a fascinating topic, really, because I feel like this happens a lot. And it's weird that it happens in the age of the internet. But something that used to be well known, and it kind of falls out of fashion.
Yeah,
but then something else years later references it, but there's no reference, or there's no reference to the original thing. There's no proof of the original thing ever existing.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's there's probably a thing out there that Earthworm Jim was referencing, but we don't know what it is. You know, that's kind of fascinating to me.
I mean, people used to say "Whoa, Nelly." No one said it in probably 100 years.
Okay. Well, see, so it is a thing.
Used to say it, yeah.
It is a thing, and I don't know where I thought of it from, but I was just like, I want that gif. I want a gif of a man, you know, pulling the reins on the horse, and, you know, there you go. I don't know. There's another phrase that I have that I swear to God exists, but I can't find it. What is it? It's like, it's someone's name in there, Oh, it's
for Pete's sake.
No,
I know Pete.
It's like that, but yeah. It's a good gravy bill. Good gravy bill.
Nope.
if someone says something, you know, and you're trying to be sarcastically shocked, you're good gravy bill. You know what I mean?
I never heard that one either.
Okay, I swear it's a thing, but I've Googled it many times. Doesn't exist.
Yeah, I don't think that one exists.
I have three or four other things that I can't you know, come up with off the top of my head, but like these things bother me because I'll say them and I'll be like, this is a thing, and then I'll like Google it later and it's not a thing. It doesn't exist. Like, but where did I get this? I had to have gotten it from somewhere.
I mean, Google's gone downhill a lot recently.
It's not infallible.
Right? It's not the all-knowing oracle it used to be. Now there's like four websites you can possibly get on Google.
I'm going to Google good gravy bill right now.
You're going to get like medium.com.
The first thing I get is Bill's sausage gravy recipe. So,
yeah, or like all recipes or something.
Good gravy bill. Yeah, exactly. Oh, okay. Hold on. Imgur from 2014. Whoa, this is fascinating. Random Imgur person from 2014 has a stupid Star Trek meme that's not very good, but the title of the Imgur post is Good Gravy Bill, Have Some Respect.
Oh, maybe that's a line from the original series.
Maybe. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Like, I don't see any other Star Trek references on the page, though. So this guy on Imgur thinks it's real. Thinks it's a thing.
So it must be. Or you're, like, having a psychic moment with a stranger.
I'm going to put it in quotes. Let's see if that happens. Nope. So this is really weird now. I put it in quotes to see if I could find, like, a whole string of it.
Yeah.
And the only thing I can find is this Imgur image. So it's like this one guy.
Could that guy have been you at some point? No, think about it logically. Like,
no, I would never make this bad meme.
Maybe but it's me. How could someone else have thought about something that apparently only you know about? Like, that's only a you thing, good gravy bill.
I don't know. Their username.
No one else has ever thought that.
This is a mystery. So their username is kind of more intriguing.
What is it?
That random user with no name. That's their username.
Oh no, you just stumbled up. You shouldn't have looked at it. You've gazed into the pit.
Like, if I was like younger me, I wanted to post something in Imgur, I would totally just make up some random username, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
Just like that.
Oh no, that's totally you. That's all.
This
that's...
meme is bad. It's never. That's something I never would post. It's so bad.
Maybe
I don't even give it. I don't even get it.
I can think of an explanation though. You're not someone that would spend like 5 hours making a perfect GIF. You would just like do the quickest way possible, just so you could get your point across, and then upload it regardless of the quality. Like, you could have done it.
It's not a meme I typically share, though, because I'll describe it. This is really good podcast material, me describing a meme on air.
What does it look like?
It's the original series. It's got Kirk. It's got Bones. And it's got Russian guy. Forget his name. On the thing. They're on the deck. They're on the main deck. And the camera's looking at them, and they're all like revolted, like they have their eyes like slightly covered, like you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the meme font. This is like 2014, so this is like old meme format. But the meme format, it's the picture, and then it says, "Jesus, give us some warning before you post that shit. That's nasty." Like, you know, it's a reaction meme to someone posting something gross or weird.
That's not a very good meme.
It's a bad meme, but the title of the post is "Good Gravy Bill, Have Some Respect."
That's probably what he says in the original dialogue. But the fact that Google only brings up that one post that from that random guy whose screen name is literally that random guy could have been you. Maybe.
It's bizarre. And it's a very low-rated Imgur post. It only has 32 views and 20 points. So it's like, this isn't even like a popular Imgur post.
Yeah.
Which leads more credence to it somehow being me. And there are three comments on it. All within... Oh, weird. This is just getting weirder and weirder. Two of them are on the day it was posted. And one of them is March of the next year, I think. Oh, it could be March of this year. It doesn't have a year on it. Oh, that's really bizarre. So this was posted in July 29, 2014. I'm sorry we're spending so much time on this stupid.
This is interesting to me.
So the meme was posted July 29th, 2014. There are two comments the day of. One of them is from a user named Agarnock, and it says, "Ah, sounds like an invite to me. Witness the nudity." And then he says, "I think they're nude anyway." And then there's a gif of, like, a Voltron guy. Or not a Voltron. Transformer dancing. And it's like, that doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. And then the second comment is, "Kirk's into it, but you know, he always is." Like, because he's like, mm-hmm. when he's looking at the thing, he's like, his eyes are still,
you know, yeah, he can still see it. He's the only one who's like, yeah.
He's the only one that's really kind of looking, like, he kind of looks like he likes it.
Yeah.
And that's posted by Metal Skeletal on the same day, July 29, 2014, the day that the meme was created. And now we have another comment is posted on March 3, and it doesn't give a year, which leads me to believe that it's
this year.
And it says, it's basically a copy and paste of the username, but it says, "That random user with no name eyes."
Wow.
Like, what?
That is totally wild and, like, mysterious in a weird internet mystery.
I'm gonna link you to this.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Well, I'll do it on Skype right now. You don't have to look at it now, but I'm just gonna link it to you now. Because it's very bizarre.
I think about weird stuff like this a lot. Like, for years now, I have posted on an anonymous message board. I'm not going to say the name because I don't want people going there. But
sure.
Since it's anonymous and it moves very slowly, there's only like a few posts a month.
Uh-huh.
There are posts that I've made on that site still like at the top. And they could have been like 5 years ago. And they're still, like, some of the top comments.
Really?
They've never moved down. And because it moves so slow, there's, like, almost a year in between responses on some threads.
That's very bizarre.
So whenever I go back and read this site, it gives me this real mysterious feeling. Like, did I write this? Is there anyone else posting here? Are these all me?
Maybe it's just you in your sleep or something.
Yeah. This is the same... image.
Yeah, it's the same
anonymous realm. Yes. Where yeah. There's a dream log forum.
Yeah.
And everyone posts their dreams and it's really slow. And I've
and posted, it's anonymous?
It's totally anonymous. And I've posted.
So you don't even know if it's you.
I mean, I don't remember what I posted 5 years ago. I know that I posted stuff in there 5 years ago that's still so, there, but I don't know which ones are mine.
So you read it and you're like, this could be, any of these could be me.
Yeah.
You know? That's bizarre. That is so bizarre.
And one of
kinda wanna go.
Yeah, one of the cultures of the board is that everyone is supposed to post kind of similarly.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone kind of writes the same, so it makes it even harder. Like, everyone uses the same in-joke.
Style. And, yeah, and style and format. That's so weird. Yeah, it's the same kind of thing. This is odd. This is an odd... segue we've come to,
so, or
an odd diversion.
Theories for what could have happened with that meme. Yeah. Either you posted it in 2014 and don't remember it,
uh-huh.
or maybe a random guy did, uh-huh. and then there was like some psychic wind, and then you and that other person that commented this year caught the psychic wind and both thought of it at the same time.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Alternative three is... I could have known this guy at some point in my life, and he could have just loved saying "Good gravy, Bill."
That's true too.
And I caught that, you know what I mean? And I thought it was like a thing because I thought someone that says a random phrase, that phrase has to be from somewhere. It can't just be something someone says. You know, that's possible.
Yeah. Three interesting theories.
That's bizarre. All right. Do you want to do your last and final? Speaking of bizarre things, are you ready to do your last and final trivia question?
The finale question.
The finale question.
Yeah.
So, forewarning on this one, I just Googled trivia questions, and I found this terrible website that had, like, a list of all these trivia questions, and they added them in categories. I clicked on a few until I found one I liked, and I found a music section. I scrolled down and found this question. That made absolutely no sense to me. And I don't think you're going to be able to get it, but here it is.
I'm not choosing any lifelines. I'm just...
The category is music. Who is the first singer in the world?
Oh, no.
Is it A, Heffrodotrimes, B, Enrico Curacao, C, Hordash, or D, Pliny the Younger?
What on earth?
Would you like me to repeat the question?
Yeah, please. What?
Who is the first singer in the world? Is it A, Heffrodotrimes?
Oh, him.
B, Enrico Curacao, C, Hordash, or D, Pliny the Younger?
Oh, boy.
Now, go ahead. What were you going to say?
This is just... None of these are right.
No, they're all wrong. But one of them was on the website as the correct answer. So you basically have to figure out which one of these was created by a website and what three names were created by me or put up there by me. That's what this trivia question is. This is like a psychological trivia question.
Okay. It is
Heffrodotrimes.
Heffrodotrimes. Okay.
Enrico Curacao. Hordash. Gosh. Pliny the Younger.
Excuse me. All right. I can logic through this. I got this.
All
right.
Okay.
Enrico Curacao, I don't think that doesn't sound like something that it could be. Because Enrico is, that's like a Latin name. And Curacao, that's a Japanese name.
Sure. Okay. So are you saying that this wouldn't be the right answer?
It can't be the right answer because there's no way. I mean, in order for this person to exist, you need to have you need to be of Japanese ancestry, and then you also need to have of Spanish ancestry.
Sure.
And both of those are new.
Uh-huh. No, I agree.
Yeah.
It's weird. Yeah.
Couldn't have been the first.
So it's not Enrico Curacao. You're eliminating that one.
A million years ago, or however long ago, Heffrodaddy existed.
Heffrodotrimes.
Yeah, there weren't Spanish people and Japanese people having children together.
That's fair. Okay.
So Heffrodotrimy, they could have made this up because that sounds
sounds
like a philosopher that someone made up.
So you're saying I made this one up?
No, the trivia site could have. I mean, they're all made up, but like.
Okay.
The trivia site could have made this up, or you could have.
Okay. Are you assuming that this answer is made up? Or are you assuming that it's like right in like a really obscure way? You know what I mean?
Like maybe he existed, but he wasn't.
I couldn't find him on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I think maybe he existed, but he wasn't the first singer. But maybe the trivia site thought he did, or maybe you just made it up.
So Heffrodotrimes sounds like it possibly made up, is what you're saying. Okay, that's fair.
The third one, which was...
Hordash.
Hordash. It's not Hordash. This just can't be.
How do you know?
Say the name. That's not the first singer. No one would think he's the first singer.
Hordash.
But you wouldn't make that up. Like... the worst name.
Yeah, would I make that name up?
No. So that one, maybe it could be that one.
And then the last one is Pliny the Younger.
I don't think it's that.
Okay, why not? Just because
it's last, and you tend to not put things last that are correct.
That's fair. Okay. So we've got Heffrodotrimes, Enrico Curacao, Hordash, and Pliny the Younger.
Right.
And you're just going for it. You're not even using a lifeline.
No.
It won't do anything.
What am I going to Google? Who's Hordash?
I'll tell you that right now. Who's the first singer in the world? So what are you doing?
All right.
You take your time. You know?
Heffrodotrimy, was that his name?
Heffrodotrimes, Enrico Curacao, Hordash, or Pliny the Younger. What are you laughing at?
I'm going to go with Hordash.
You really going with Hordash?
Yeah, final answer.
Hordash, final answer. Hordash, what's your second guess? I'll just tell you, Hordash is incorrect.
It's not Hordash. Heffrodotchermy.
Second guess is Heffrodotchermy?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
What's your third guess?
It is an Enrico Curacao. That's the worst one.
It's Enrico Curacao.
What?
That's the correct answer. It's Enrico Curacao.
That can't be.
It's what the website says, man. I don't know. That's why this question is so bizarre. I googled Enrico Curacao. Not a thing that exists. But on the website, it just says, who's the first singer in the world? Enrico Curacao. I was like, what the hell is this? Like, I don't know. It's such a fascinating question I had to ask you. It's one of those missed internet mysteries that will never be solved.
Yeah, that's wild.
Isn't that weird? I googled it.
I never would have made up maybe that was the giveaway, though. Like,
but why would a person... What makes a person make all these trivia questions about real things, throw who was the first singer in the world, and be like, I'm going to make up a name for the first singer in the world. Enrico Curacao. Like, I don't get it.
Or maybe he thought it was a thing, but it's actually not. Like, happened to you.
It's his good gravy bill, is what you're saying. Like, he was so sure Enrico Curacao was the first singer that he was like, got it. It's him. I don't even need to look this up.
When, like, clearly...
Clearly, it makes no sense, if you think about it, for any amount of time whatsoever.
It's crazy.
I don't get it. Anyway.
I love that trivia question.
Yeah, you're welcome. We have a few minutes left. Do you want to get into some... I don't know. We have some...
Do you want to do a Reddit?
Yeah, let's do a Reddit. Let's do it.
So, I don't want to answer this question. I just want to make fun of it.
Okay, I love that.
So, this was the biggest question on Ask Reddit right now.
Like, it's the top?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was posted by SlashFan18, so thanks to him.
Thank you, SlashFan.
It was responded to by 22,000 people.
Good lord, that's a lot of people.
He asks, what was your why are they booing me? I'm right moment. I've got something to say to you, Slash Fan.
Tell Slash Fan.
I got something that you need to hear that will serve you well in life.
What?
Nobody likes people who are right.
That's true.
If you're
and the sooner you learn that, the better. Really.
Yeah. If your personality, and that's what it sounds like based on the question, I'm talking to Slash Fan, not anybody else.
No,
I'm directing this totally at him. If your personality is the guy who's right, no one's going to like you.
Everybody hates that guy. You're the asshole.
No one's going to like you.
Yeah. And it's okay to be right. You just don't have, like, you don't want to be the guy who's like, I'm right. You know, that's, you don't want to be that guy.
Like, why are you guys offended? I'm right.
Yeah, nobody likes that guy.
Yeah.
Nobody likes that guy. Well, now Slash Fan hopefully knows. I'm assuming a lot of Reddit people told him that. Maybe not.
I didn't click. Do you know what I think it was? I think most of the people that browse Reddit are SlashFan18.
They're probably all like that.
I think they're the I'm right people.
That's probably true. The I'm right.
I know someone that I work with that's like
oh,
this.
Oh, I know and, people.
Oh, my God.
I know plenty of people.
They drive me crazy.
Right all the time. The problem with people that think they're right, even when they are right, it's like, we know. We get it. We get you're right. Like, the thing that bothers me about that is, like, it disqualifies other people from being right because they're the ones that have to be right, right?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I could be right about something and I don't need to, like, rub it in everyone's face.
Yeah.
And then other people can be right about it too, but they're not going to say anything because they're not being an asshole about it. You know what I mean? But like this guy, Slash Fan, is like, I'm right about this and everyone else is wrong about this, you know?
Yeah.
So it's personal.
I think if you're being nice, there should never be a situation where you're the only one who's right. That should never happen if you're being nice. Like,
if you're being nice, yeah.
Yeah, if you're around a bunch of people who are wrong and you know they're wrong, I think the polite thing to do is just be wrong with them for a
bit. That's what I do. That's my philosophy. I'm just like, oh, you guys are wrong. I don't say it. I'm just like, oh, they're wrong. I just won't say anything.
This is fun. We're maybe, all wrong. Like,
and then maybe you take someone to the side individually and it's like, I have some questions about it. And maybe you let them realize that they're wrong through the process of elimination, you know?
Yeah.
But you don't.
Anyway,
well, thank you for that.
I wanted to go on that tangent. Let's do another one.
All right.
This was posted by Sneezy Cloud. Thanks, Sneezy Cloud.
Thanks, Sneezy Cloud.
The last thing you Googled is somehow related to your untimely death. How will you die?
Oh my God! I Googled good gravy, Bill. That was the last thing. Oh, that's fantastic, though. What a fitting end that would be. For me to die from a mystery that I don't understand, you know? It would be like, I don't know. I don't know if it would be involve gravy, but that's, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe when we stop podcasting, you're going to get like a paranormal activity, like kind of mystery going in your life where it's like, well, what is this GIF? What does it mean, man?
Oh, we need to talk about this movie really fast. It's called Under the Silver Lake. Have you heard about it or seen it?
No.
It's not really that good. I mean, it's good, but it's not great. But the movie's central thing is it's this guy that starts seeing like patterns and weird like mysteries pop up in his like daily life.
Yeah.
And he like puts them together and tries to solve it. And it's ambiguous as to like what it actually really means. But it reminds me of, like, our love of weird mystery stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, it's worth seeing just because of that.
What's it called? Yeah, Under the Silver Lake?
Under the Silver Lake. It's about a guy who, like, is obsessed with, like conspiracies and mysteries and stuff. And he starts unraveling one that he feels like is real.
That sounds cool.
It's good. It's not good, but it's, like, good, if that makes sense.
Yeah, the premise sounds really good.
But, yeah.
Is it a recent movie?
Yeah, it was, like, made last year, I think.
I should check that out. That sounds super
definitely
cool.
Definitely check it out, so watch that. But I would love nothing more than to leave this podcast and be embroiled in some crazy mystery. We've talked about this on the show, like, every day.
Yeah.
For a while. Like, that's my, like, one desire in life is to be embroiled in something. So maybe good gravy will be my calling. Maybe that, like, I was hoping it was going to be something cool, like someone got murdered and it would be unsolved, or some really interesting conspiracy about, you know, some company that, you know, kills people or something, you know, some really cool Jason Bourne like international thing. But no,
good gravy, Bill.
It's good. It's the origin of good gravy, Bill.
Do you know what mine was?
What?
Mine was braised cabbage recipe.
See, you could die from eating braised cabbage incorrectly.
It'd be really hard, but
you never know. Who's our sponsor today, Bat Snacks?
Our sponsor today is Silver Lake Windshield Wiper Cleaner.
When you need to clean your windshield wipers after a large hurricane has swept through your state, choose Silver Lake Windshield Wiper Cleaner. And remember, when you're feeling like gravy,
go and dance with the Navy.
Thanks, everyone. Good night, and drive safely.
Bye.